Glory, 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 glory. Now, I have some things that I want to show you. I want you to watch this now very carefully, because for every person that's been born again through this ministry, and you're a partner with this ministry, every person that has received the Holy Spirit, every person that has had their lives changed, every person that, for every marriage that was saved, right out beside your name, it said, you're the one that won them to the Lord. I want to tell you something that this has not been preached enough. In fact, it hadn't been preached hardly at all, but it should have been. It's recorded in the earth, in God's word, that Jesus went to that cross and he bore our sins in his own body on that tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed, and so forth and so on and so on. It's recorded in the earth that Jesus did all of that. It's recorded in heaven that you did it. Now, some of you are going, huh? Well, yeah. I mean, come on. It's recorded in heaven. See, Jesus took our place. He took our sins. He was made to be sin for us. Heaven has it recorded that God has blotted our sins out. Hallelujah. You should be shouting over that. I'm telling you. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit difficult to grasp with your mind, but boy, your spirit will reach up and grab that. Amen. Oh yeah, glory to God. See, he gave us everything he did. He gave us his name, he gave us everything. He gave it all. He went to the cross and gave us the credit for it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He accounted it unto Abraham as righteousness just because he believed him. And that was before the new birth. He couldn't be made the righteousness of God, but God said, okay, I'll treat you like you're already righteous. Glory to God. Amen. All you got to do is believe me and do what I tell you to do, and everything will work out fine. See, he's giving him the credit for everything. That's what God came to do. We give him credit for everything, and he turns around and gives us credit for it. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to watch this first report here, please.
Over 114 million people have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior through Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the ministries we support around the world. Thank you, partners, for helping to reach the lost and win souls for Jesus. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have a 24-hour prayer line and prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. Last year, over 2.5 million requests were prayed over. The Believer's Voice of Victory TV broadcast airs around the world on 452 TV stations, broadcasting 779 hours each week, sharing the gospel and ministering the Word to 2.3 billion viewers worldwide. The Believer's Voice of Victory Network launched on July 1st, 2015, delivering the uncompromised Word of God 24 hours a day, airing on Dish Channel 265, reaching 14 million potential households. The network is also viewed on our Roku channel, 4th Generation Apple TV, and BVOVN.com. The Believer's Voice of Victory Network is total immersion in God's Word. Share the good news of the Word. Over 360,000 copies of our Believer's Voice of Victory magazine are distributed free each month into 204 countries. It's available in 6 languages and can also be read online on our website. KCM.org is your study center and go-to place for word-based teaching. Last year, there were 10.3 million visits to our website and 2.6 million podcast downloads. Strengthen your faith with our online learning center, Believers Academy, with 118 video lessons. Join our online partner community with 123,583 believers and 410 community groups. Partners and friends stay connected with Kenneth Copeland Ministries through our social media. Over 1.3 million Facebook fans, more than 247,000 Twitter followers, 1.3 million YouTube views, and 1.1 million blog visits. One word from God can change your life forever. Over 111,000 partners and friends from 125 countries joined us last year at our KCM events. Admission was free, and believers from around the world received over 100 total hours of teaching in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith. Every month for the past 29 years, Kenneth Copeland has written a personal letter to his partners. Born out of prayer, each monthly partner letter is from his heart and sent to over 307,000 partners worldwide. Since 1967, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sent out teaching resources on 15.8 million CDs and DVDs, 21.4 million books, and 5.8 million digital downloads. 10% of every dollar received into KCM is sown into other ministries around the world. Your giving is helping support orphanages, feed the hungry, fly medical supplies, reach out to those in prison, and bring love and hope to families across the globe. Reaction Tour, an outreach of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, founded by Courtney Copeland in 2012, has ministered to over 3,400 children in 6 camps. They've served over 32,000 meals and given away more than 1,700 pieces of sports equipment. Kenneth Copeland Ministries Prison Outreach gave over 1 million ministry products free of charge to inmates last year. KCM ministers to over 40,000 inmates worldwide and receives over 160,000 letters a year. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Last year, Kenneth Copeland Ministries Evangelism Training helped train over 1,200 people to reach the lost and win souls for Jesus. When the storms hit the homes of our partners, you helped reach out to over 66,000 partners and friends. KCM's disaster relief team traveled to 42 cities, providing cash, groceries, school supplies, Christmas gifts, and more to families in recovery. Reaching across the globe, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has offices in Canada, Australia, Africa, Europe, Germany, Asia, Ukraine, and our newest in Latin America. Ministering to a partner base outside the United States of more than 100,000 partners in 186 countries on 6 continents. Thank you, partners, for standing with us to spread the gospel through every available voice. It's because of you that lives are changed all over the world for eternity. Let's continue to make a difference for Jesus in this great year.
Now, just lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus every heavenly and earthly blessing and reward coming to Kenneth and Gloria in my life and my ministry right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory. Praise God. Many times, in fact, what I'm about to say to you and about to show you, there's more of this than any other kind of miracle, and these are the things that really nobody ever knows much about. But all supernatural, miraculous things are not spectacular. Amen. That are so supernatural, it's just, and when you find out about it, it's pretty amazing. Now, we've thought about this and prayed about this and talked about this among the native people for a lot of years. Prayed about it a lot. The United States government, read through the Bible about the subject of covenant and how important this is to God and what kind of curse happens when people break covenants on purpose, just break them, make them and break them. Every covenant that the United States government made with the Native American nations was broken. 100% of them. Now, if you don't deal with that in the spirit, it's very serious business. It comes right up in there in the same area with what happens in the spirit when a government steps aside and begins to abort babies and things like that and just call it, well, you know, this is just government. Well, no, it isn't just government, it's the devil. And it's wrong. But now I want you to watch what happened just a few days ago.
On October 21st, 2016, an estimated crowd of 1,000 people, representing more than 72 Native American tribes from both the United States and Canada, gathered together in Washington, D.C., unified in purpose and spirit.
And the purpose of that was to pray for the nation and then to forgive a nation that never really apologized to us. And not only to pray for that nation, but also to restore and reestablish some things that happened with the last generation, the last Indian movement, you may say. We prayed and forgave the injustice and all the stuff that the United States government has done. And now we're reestablishing a relationship, reestablishing with the BIA. I had the opportunity to go into a BIA building and to pray with them. Just a peace of God came into that room to where we were able to talk to one another.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries and its partners financially supported this historical and spiritually significant event. Elson Bennett and his daughter Callie had the opportunity to participate in this day of worship, prayer, and powerful proclamations of forgiveness and blessings over the nation.
When I walked out on that mall, first of all, it was my first time being there. And when I got to see the stage, I got to see the multitude of people. They had teepees set up, and it was amazing. I had never seen a gathering like that, a spiritual gathering. I had a sense of awe that came over me, and just such an awareness of that day, of it being so historical. And I knew within myself as a young person that this was something special, and it was such an honor to be a part of. It really turned into a whole day of prayer and really breaking through bondages, breaking through strongholds, because there has been a lot of hindrances that have kept our Native American people from really stepping forward. And a lot of that was the oppression that was placed on us as Native people, and it's still there on reservations that we're breaking through that spiritually.
And this is our part as coming into the body of Christ and taking our place. Because right now, the body of Christ is incomplete. It's totally incomplete. But when you allow the voice of the American Indians, when you allow the gifts and the anointing of American Indians be presented into the body of Christ, then the body of Christ will become complete.
I know that from the All Tribes DC meeting, it released that blessing of the Lord, the blessing that was needed to be released to break down those strongholds like never before and to break off that oppression off of our tribal people. And I know that it has caused and shifted a change in the spirit. We're already hearing of many things and even open doors like never before.
We're taking our position in the government. We're taking our position in the body of Christ. Now we know and understand the scriptures. Now we understand the Holy Spirit. Now we can go into government, we can go into the church, and we can take our place where we actually supply to the body of Christ, supply to the government. We're awakening to our rightful place, which is righteousness in God. And through that righteousness of God, can we obtain wisdom? Can we obtain true life and true peace? And now we can bring it before with our callings, with our anointings that the church has never seen before as partners with KCM, as partners with the body of Christ. The thread that runs through this whole thing is the love of God. There we have a revelation of that. The red nation shall rise again. It shall be a blessing to a sick world, a world full of broken promise, selfishness, separation, a world longing for light again.
I've known that young man since he was about 6 years old. And his dad, a man by the name of Kenneth Bigishi, had left the reservation, but he went back and he founded White Post Church. And his associate pastor was named Bennett. He was Elson's dad. And they invited Jerry Chevelle and I to come out to their first faith conference in 1972 at Shonto, Arizona. And it was just a marvelous experience. And Elson was running around the place, this little old boy. And he said, when I get to be grown, I'm going to be a faith man like Jerry Chevelle and Kenneth Copeland. And he just kept saying it and just kept saying it. And let me tell you now, he founded a church there and pastored that church. He's doing very well. But they came to him and they said, Elson, we need you to run for the council of this huge district of the Navajo Nation. Now, I said, I don't want to do that. They said, we need you on that council and we need you to head it up. No, I said, I don't want to do that. I'm pastoring a church. And they said, well, will you pray about it? Well, when he prayed about it, the Lord said, yeah, I want you to do it. He said, all right, but I'm not going to campaign. If you want me in there, just put me in there. He never showed up to campaign. Never spent a dime on it. They said, Elson, you got to do it. No, he said, now the Lord said for me to be on there. That's fine. I'm not running. I'm not campaigning. I'm not spending a dollar on it. Now, if it's between Jesus and you guys. He won in a landslide. And now, from what he's learned, how to walk by faith, there was a thing called the Bennett Amendment, not that many kinfolk to his, but that had just put a chokehold. It's caused more Indian people, particularly in the Navajo Nation, to be in just dire poverty than it's just horrible. And you couldn't even fix your own roof on your own house. You had to call a government somebody just to fix something, the plumbing in your own house. And Elson said, we're getting rid of that. And he just called and told them, we ain't doing that anymore. Now, if you got something to say about something, just come talk, okay? But we're not doing that anymore. Something wrong with our houses, we're going to fix it. And we're getting rid of you and everything you stand for and just kicked them out. And they said, okay. Amen. A Bennett put it in and a Bennett kicked it out. Hallelujah. Well, see, all of this is going on out there, and nobody in the rest of the United States hardly knows anything about it. I wish I could tell you, Jerry and I were out there earlier this year, and things that are happening. There's a place that was called Hidden Springs, and the Lord told Elson, he said, I want you to go over there, and I want you to start a church at Hidden Springs. The reason they call it Hidden Springs is because the springs had imploded and stopped flowing. And it was just desert over there. And the eagles that had used that whole mountain area there to moat and come in when the old eagles come in and renew their strength and so forth and go through all that process, they had quit coming. And so Elson prayed and told the Lord. He said, all right, I'll go. But I'm not planning on living in that desolate place. He said, you're going to have to do something about it. The springs came back. I'm telling you, the place is green and beautiful. The eagles have come back by the thousands. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's outpouring time in the kingdom of God. It is happening. But you know what? You can sit right in the middle of it and not get a bit of it if you don't harvest.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now, the reason I want you to watch this next piece, there's something about harvesting in there, and I want you to see.
I'm Micheline Prescott, and I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. We had gone through a lot. We both lost our jobs. We were supernaturally in debt, and it was so supernatural that we actually owed the unemployment office money. I don't know quite how you do that, but we had. And we were losing the house, and someone came up to us and they said, you could short sale it. I said, what's that? So we went through that process, and we made money on the short sale, and the realtor made money on the short sale. I said, okay, that's God. And it was a testimony to our realtor, because she's like, this has never happened. And oddly enough, the only job he could get was to be a telephone debt collector. And it was pretty humbling, but it was some money, so he took it. And he's actually a programmer by trade, and we had friends who we had previously helped who didn't know how to believe God actually took their food stamps and went and bought us food because we had nothing in the house, and we were believing God, but we were pretty desperate at that point. So he got a phone call from a headhunter or a recruiter that said, I have a job in Greenville, South Carolina. Are you interested? And he said, yes, I'm interested. Whatever you've got, let's talk. So he went for the interview. And the gentleman that was interviewing him, one of the team members, is actually a Rhema graduate. And so they had been praying and believing God for another person of faith to come to work with the company. And it was like June 30th they called. And they said, can you be here July 9th? That was a Monday. So we packed him up, and we traveled on July 5th. We watched Brother Copeland up to that point, and then we said, we got to get you there. So that was like a Friday, and we got him there so he could start to work on Monday. You know, there's been a steady progression of learning to stand in faith, confess the word more, give more, pray for the Copelands. And then about 5 years ago or so, I realized, wait a minute, I'm a partner and I get the same benefits that he's receiving, that I can connect into the blessings that God's given him and the anointing. And I was like, wow, okay, let's start putting some pressure on the word for that. We were very aggressive about believing God. When it got down to the wire, we looked at each other and we said, okay, enough's enough. We've just been kind of sitting here. So we daily had praise sessions in which we just rejoiced and thanked God. And I think they were pretty loud. Our neighbors were kind of going, what are y'all doing? But we were praising God and thanking him for bringing us up and bringing us out. We were thanking him for his goodness, even though at that moment we weren't sure how we were going to put food on the table. We were thanking him that somehow, some way, we'd both end up with jobs. We just made a decision that we were going to give. We had stopped giving our monthly partnership gift. And we said, no, we're going to start it up again, and we're going to tithe. And so we started connecting all the dots that tithing and giving and praying and saying the word, that all had to go together. You had to be consistent. I inherited a lot more money than I thought I would ever see. And Dad had actually set money aside and said, here, I want her to go buy furniture. So I got to go furniture shopping. He put $10,000 aside for me to go furniture shopping. That was a fun day. And then there was more money that came in, and we were able to buy the house. We were able to pay off the IRS. It was like a $30,000 debt. And pay off our bills, put money down on the house. And we moved into our house a year ago this month. And it's a neat new house, so we're excited. It was the model home in a new subdivision, so it has all the extras, and we got it for a great price. So praise through the storm. Even when you're crying, stand there with the tears rolling down your face and say, Father, I trust you. I count you faithful. You're a good God. And even though I don't see it, I know that you'll bring me out. And we started doing that, and we came out from having lost our home, our cars, all our furniture, to now today we own our own home. I just got a brand new car this year. It's the first, a real new car, not a used car. It was a new car for the first time in my life. And God's just been blessing us, and I know that it's a result of the partnership.
Now, I want you to see the reason the Lord led me to show you that is she said, let's put some pressure on that. Now, see, she wasn't just crying and going on before God, why did this happen to me and all of that. No, she realized what was in her partnership with the ministry. And how did she put the pressure on? This is what I wanted you to see. How did she put that pressure on? They started having a praise session every day in their home. It wasn't just, just a little praising the Lord before you go to bed at night or something, or just before you run off to work. They set aside time and they praised God, and evidently they got loud about it because, she said the neighbors were wondering what they were doing. Harvest. That was all there. It was all there all the time. Actually, there was really no need for them to get in that mess. It was there back before he ever lost that job. But what had happened? They quit tithing. They quit sowing. When it just should have worked this other way around. But if you'll start harvesting and continue to harvest, there wasn't any use in losing the job in the first place. Because God could have moved him and would have moved him before it just crashed in there on him. But what you do, what I've done it, you've done it, everybody's done it. You just get into your thing and you're just going along and just paying your bills as you can and all that kind of thing. And you could have been getting up early in the morning and praising God all that time and putting pressure where pressure should be. You can put pressure on the Word of God. Amen. Now, I'm talking to pastors right now. You don't have to put pressure on that congregation and put pressure on them to give and pressure on them for money. We're running out of money here. I don't know what's the matter with you people. You don't give. And blah, blah, blah. Well, no, that's not a shepherd. That's a wrangler. You drive cattle. Yep. You lead sheep. Shepherds don't drive sheep. Amen. So, harvest. with praise, worship, giving, and making yourself available to God, praying in the Spirit, making yourself available to Him all the time. Give Him an opportunity to maneuver you. He can show you things. I mean, he can bring you, he can connect you with people. Now, you notice that Rhema couple were praying and looking for somebody to come. When they began to praise and when they began to harvest, God got them together with those other people that were needing somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's working. Praise God. Amen. I said it's working. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Okay, I want you to watch this one, please.
German-born evangelist Reinhard Bonnke is principally known for his great gospel crusades throughout the continent of Africa. In 41 years of ministry, Christ for All Nations has hosted 411 crusades in 392 cities across 91 countries, documenting over 73 million salvations and hosting over 1.6 million people in a single service.
So I was greatly surprised when the Lord spoke to me and said, America will be saved. At first it sounded so impossible. I thought there's such a big difference between Africa and America. But the truth is that Africa, what I saw God do in Africa, has given me incurable faith for America.
Now, Evangelist Bonnke, under the direction of the Lord, has been commissioned to bring that same gospel message to the United States of America.
My expectations are very high for America, because our God is a mighty God. He has no minimum and He has no maximum. I saw God can do in America what I have seen Him do in Africa. This can only happen when we go and move and preach and organize whatever by faith.
His most recent American crusade, hosted in Houston, Texas, welcomed over 27,000 people, with over 3,000 of them making the decision to receive Jesus as their Savior.
I believe with all of my heart that this is the day of harvest, the harvest of souls. Jesus died for the lost to be saved. That is what took Him to the cross. That fire burns in my heart. And that is the urge in my spirit, and I will go for it. We want to see America saved, the sinners saved.
And you partners play a significant role in reaching these millions of souls.
It was Kenneth Copeland who told me on the phone and said, Reinhard, we are in it together with you for America to be saved. And he has been extremely helpful in fulfilling this vision. I believe arm in arm and shoulder to shoulder, we will together see mighty victories here in the United States. I want to thank Kenneth and Gloria and all their wonderful partners for being part of this, of God's plan. I believe with all of my heart that America will see what it has never seen before.
Together, we are making a difference.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All of you that are already partners with this ministry, I'm going to ask you if you would stand, please. And all of you that believe it's God's will this morning for you to become partners with this ministry, I would like for you to stand also, and I'm going to receive you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you this. You will never get, all of you new partners, all you old guys know this, but you'll never get an appeal letter from me saying, won't you help me, please? We're going to have to go off the television if you don't help me. My response, well, I'm never going to go into that. But anyway, now I'm not judging other people with that. That's not my business in the first place. That's between them and the Lord Jesus. But that's the way the Lord instructed us all these many years ago, not to ever do that. He said, I don't want you to ever, ever ask anybody for a place to preach. Don't you ask anybody for money to meet your needs. That's scriptural to take up, to receive an offering. But Gloria and I have never received an offering for our personal needs. Not one time in 50 years. We have not done that. Amen. I mean, back there when it was really skinny, you know. And number three, don't ever preach based on a financial arrangement. And Gloria and I sat down and we took communion together and we laid that out before God. And we stood on that. And then just a few weeks later, the fourth item was added to that, that we will not borrow money. And thank God we're debt free and have been. Long, 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 long time. Hallelujah. He said, and then when we started writing the partner letter, he said, I want you to write, as you write that letter, you hold that letter up before me and you say, I did not write this in any way trying to get people to give. Man, I had to go back and tear it up. He said, your job is to help your partners get their needs met. Not try to get your partners to get your needs met. Amen. And so we've stood on that for all these years. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray over all my partners. I receive the new partners in the name of Jesus, both in this room and those watching online. I receive them into this ministry. And I thank you, Father. And Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that any of our partners that have family outside the kingdom of God, that they just come sweeping in. I just sweep them into the kingdom right now, this week, praise God. Any of my partners that have children in the world somewhere, they don't know where they are, have their children contact them this week in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We pray the Lord of the harvest send laborers across their paths. Satan, we bind you. You desist. You stop now. You stop now. You stop it. In your attempt to keep family members of my partners out of the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for it. And Father, all of our partners that right now don't have a job and they want a job, I'm asking you to get the best job they've ever had in their lives, to get them in contact with it immediately. The job of their dreams. The job that they'll enjoy so much. And all of my partners that need a better job, the job of their dreams, I'm asking you to get them connected with it right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for all of my partners that work for someone else. I'm asking you to give them all of the promotions, all of the good ideas, and promote them and promote them. Your word says that promotion comes from God. And all of my partners that are in the military, I'm asking you to cause them to be promoted and even double promoted and promoted above those around them. Hallelujah. Right on up to the owning the company, if that's your will for them. And all of them that have their own businesses, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to prosper them in spite of all the government stuff, in spite of all the regulations and all the things that choke their businesses back. I'm asking you to give them your wisdom and ideas and witty inventions and all of the good stuff just flow from every direction and bring partners into their business, customers into their business. And show them how to deal with the impossible situations that everyone else has such trouble with, to the point where other people come then and say, how are you doing this? And they'll say, sit down here and I'll tell you, his name is Jesus. Thank you, Father. And for all of my partners that are in the ministry, all of them that are pastoring, all of them that are out teaching the word across the nation, all of them, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, all of them that are in helps ministries, all of them engaged in the work of the ministry. I'm asking you for an increase in anointing. I'm asking you for the outpouring to hit their churches like a tsunami flood. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I praise you for it, and I thank you for it. And now, Father, I pray this. Gloria, would you come up here with me, baby? Forgive me, sweetheart. I should have had you up here all the time. And Father,
praise you.
I pray this, and Gloria and I pray this. We prayed this many, many, many years ago. And we've walked in it all these years. But I'm going to pray it again for the benefit of our partners to be able to hear it. Father, we commit to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to keep this ministry pure.
Yes.
To keep it pure on the Word of God, the uncompromising the Word.
Thank you.
That we don't attempt to alter your Word to fit our lifestyle. But we alter our lifestyle to fit your word. And number two, that we keep this ministry pure financially. And number three, that we keep this ministry pure sexually. And we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Father, I pray the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. I pray the blessing of the Lord over all of my partners, all of our longtime partners, all of our new partners. Yes. Blessed!
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 Praise you.
Thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Blessing.
Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Take it, receive it. Take it. The blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, give the Lord praise. You may be seated.
I want to say a word. May I say a word?
Yeah, lean over where you get the
microphone. I wanted to encourage you. I know that most of the people here are prospering and doing well, but there may be some that, you know, you just say, I don't know how I could ever be a partner, although I'd like to. I'm going to tell you our experience we had with Brother Roberts. We had debt when we moved to Tulsa. Ken was going to go with Brother Roberts, and we didn't know that though at the time that he'd actually get a job, but we felt led to go there. And we had debt, you know, we didn't know any better. We just, if we needed something, we had to borrow it, we thought. So I married him in his notes anyway. And
I wasn't about to tell her.
no disclosure.
Or use that.
So at any rate, the important thing is that you do what the Lord says. You say, well, I don't even know if I could be a partner for a dollar a week. Well, if that's what it takes, start off where you are. Ken and I, we were really, really in debt, had no money much, just enough to buy groceries almost. When we became partners with Brother Roberts, Ken came home and said, he was on the crusade because he was on the airplane, he was the co-pilot. I was at home with the children and almost no money in a little project house that had early Goodwill furnishings, you know what I mean? And so he'd get excited in those crusades and see all the miracles and everything happening. And so he came home one day and he said, oh, he was so excited. He said, we've become partners with Brother Roberts. And he said, we're going to send him $10 a month. Now, you remember this was back in the Stone Age almost, but we're going to send him $10 a month. And I thought, where will we ever get $10 a month to send to Brother Roberts? You remember?
Yeah.
But I was a good little wife, and I agreed. So at any rate.
After I preached about an hour.
Any rate. We did get $10 a month, and we were partners with him for many, many, all these years on the earth after that. And, of course, the blessing overtook
us.
And
God supplied that $10 every month. We kept getting $20 a month. Strange.
What was it? One time it blew across the road.
Yeah. We left. Going to Oklahoma City, we had a meeting going up there, and all the money I had, we put it in the gas tank. And I mean, no, that's it, zero. And the kids are in the back seat, Daddy, we hungry. When are we gonna eat? And I said, any minute now. And we got into the southern edge of Oklahoma City there, and I mean, that's fast food alley going in there, you know. And all the restaurants, Daddy, let's eat. Quick, Daddy, come on, let's eat. I said, okay, just any minute now.
Don't forget the big boy.
Oh, yeah, it was the bull.
What was it?
The Hereford bull.
Oh, was it? Okay.
The sizzler.
Okay.
And Daddy, the bull, let's eat at the bull. Well, we're driving along, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I hollered, money! Glory said, where? Well, I pulled over and went around and came back, and I'm driving along just low, and I'm looking, and the wind was blowing right straight across the road. And there it was, stuck up against a cyclone fence, $20 bill.
The road was divided, and there was a big cyclone fence.
And we rode back there and peeled our 20 off of that fence. $2 for Jesus, $10 for Oral, and $8 for us. And back in those days, man, I mean, you could chow down for $8, particularly at the Sizzler. And we did just that and went broke again.
So that just goes to show you, don't despise small beginnings.
Amen.
I mean, any start is a good start, isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
And it'll grow. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, sweetheart.
I love you.
I love you,
too. You did a fine job this morning.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna let you do all my meetings.
Okay. Those of you that would like to have an envelope, you're becoming a partner this morning. Would you raise your hand and the ushers will bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, have you got time? You got time for one more? Glory to God. I just got a call from, well, not just a call. Reinhard came to see me while we were in a meeting in Orlando several months ago. And a situation has opened up back in Africa. And he said, Kenneth, we are going to double everything we've ever done in Africa. And he said, it's not going to take hardly any time at all to do it. Well, let me quit talking and I want to show you this.
I knew in my heart, I said, Lord, I know there's 10,000 people that are just like me, that if they just knew, if they were partnered just like me, because I'm a partner, talking to you as a partner. And I mean, this came from heaven, what I'm sharing with you right now. And I got so overcome, I began to cry, and because I saw how good God was, and I saw the plan working. 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, verse 15. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate. And they took it back to David. You know, when I read that, that just explained the Elite CX team in a nutshell. It's men and women who are willing to go the extra mile to do anything. When a man of God says he needs something, and he's preaching the gospel around the world, we want to put available tools in his hands. Anything that he needs, because I'm a partner, I care. I'm not just a partner. You know, partners pray, they intercede, and they'll go do what they need to do. I saw the Elite CX team as a team that comes together, and then after we take care of this first project, get the first citation 10. And then we'll do the same thing, get another citation 10, so that Kenneth can be traveling in one direction, Glory can be going in another, and do it safe and sound, and get there and take care of business for God. And we will have a part of that. We are team members together. Team, T-E-A-M. It stands for together, everyone achieves much. If he needs new equipment here at the ministry, we want to come together and call on us. The lives that will be changed forever. The power of God surging through their lives, and we help do it.
Somebody ought to shout amen! Hallelujah!
Accomplished.
I'm making the announcement today that we are releasing our faith today for citation 10, number 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Now let me give a little background here. We were at the Southwest Believers Convention a number of years ago. And I'm sitting back behind the curtain there watching. And all of a sudden, I mean, the word of the Lord came to me. It hit me so hard, like knocked me out of my chair. I mean, to me, it wasn't audible like with these ears here, but it was so loud and strong. I heard it all over, it just through and through. It was so powerful. I want you to believe me for a citation 10 right now. If I call you to go to Tokyo in the morning, I don't want you to have to ask somebody if you can go. Whoa. And I straightened up, and all of a sudden the curtain burst open and Gloria came running through the curtain, and her eyes were about that big. You remember that, Gloria? She said, "The Lord just spoke to me." I said, "He just spoke to me." She said, "What did he say?" I said, "You first." She said, "He told me that we should believe for a citation 10 right now." I said, "That's what he told me. Sit down here, girl." We sat down right then and prayed, and we believed God. Well, then I said, "Lord," and that was that first airplane we showed. Last April, we celebrated our first 1,000,000 miles on that airplane, preaching all over the world. We're well over that now. And I said, "Lord, what do we do when the time comes? We're going to need a bigger airplane than that," and so forth. I said, "Because I'd like to start believing for it now if you show me what we need to step up from this airplane." No, he said, "You get the second citation 10. He said, "You'll have 8 in this one, 8 in this one. You'll have 16 seat airplane that can go in two directions at once." I said, "Yeah." Now he said, "Not only that, you'll have an airplane available to me for when I need it in someone else's ministry." Well, I like that, because back in the very beginning, the Lord said, "I'm calling and anointing this ministry to be a clearinghouse ministry. I'm gonna teach you and hold you responsible for the laws that govern abundance, and through your ministry, I'll be able to supply members of the body of Christ and all over the world," and so forth. So I said, "Yeah, that's wonderful." Well, then Reinhard called me and he said, "Brother Kenneth, could you help me with my transportation?" I said, "Can I help you with your transportation?" Oh, yeah. Amen. Well, we've been helping him with this airplane and other airplanes as we needed to. But as you can imagine, particularly now, we're running kind of tight here. And it was time, the Lord said, "It's time for you to believe for that second one." Because he said, "That's the reason I called you to do this." Where I said, "You know, Lord, you could, if Reinhard asked you for a citation 10, you'd give it to him." He said, "Yeah, but why would I do that?" He said, he would have to find out, where to keep it. He would have to find out how to operate it. He would have to find out how to get a crew and all of that. He said, "I've been training you for this for over 50 years. He said, "That's why I trained you to do this." He said, "You don't need to be burdening him down with that." Praise God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I said, "Well, count me in, Lord." You know? And so that's the reason. Now, just a few days ago, well, now, Lord, how do you want me to do that, Shelly? Okay.
The airplane that we have now, which was a Cessna airplane 2005 demonstrator, so it wasn't brand new. But of course, we got a considerable discount on the airplane. And we had to wait for several months before we could get it until they finished out the year demonstrating that airplane. Well, they had put about 300 hours on it before we got it. And so we put the airplane had a list price on it of just a tad below 20 million, 19 million something, whatever. Well, they discounted it down to 18.3, and which was just considered a really outstanding price. So we put a $5 million deposit on it, which, you know, is what the contract called for and all that. Oh, Jesus is so smart. So they called me and they said, if you would like to go ahead and pay the rest of this, we'll pay you 7% on your money and pay you every 30 days. I said, okay. Well, first they offered me 6 and I said, I'm going to pray about that. They called me back and offered me 7. I said, I've prayed about it about as long as I need to. So we entered that. Between that date and when we took delivery of the airplane, they paid us over $700,000. I told you Jesus is smart. Now, that brought it down to 17.6 and change whatever it was, which was just dynamite. They contacted us here just a few weeks ago, and our regional representative came down to see us, and they said, and of course this young man, I mean he this guy loves God with all his heart, and he loves us, man. I'm telling you, when he comes down to see us, I mean, you know, we lay hands on him and pray over him and all that. We just have a big time with him. And the chief executive officer of Textron came to see us, and he just said he just wanted to come see us. And so this was earlier in the year, and we laid hands on him, and he said, when I told my wife this morning who I was going to see, he said, you should have seen what happened in my house. They shouted and jumped and ran all around the room. And he said, because I'm coming to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And just what a lovely, lovely man. They contacted us just here a few weeks ago. And they said, if you can close this by December the 31st, this is a brand new one. This is not a demonstrator, zero time. In fact, it's not even painted yet. For $17 million. That's less money than we paid for the one that we have now. And this one, the list price on this one is 20.7. That's a $6 million plus. Whoa. Isn't that something? Well, hey. We not just a few anymore. Amen. There's 9,900 and some odd, what is it, Caleb? 9,900 and some odd partners now, our CX team partner. And you're probably going to get an email and an envelope about that big or in the mail telling you about this whole situation. You already got yours, praise the Lord. And $1,700 a piece, and we pay for this thing. Isn't that something? Glory to God. Amen. I get so excited about it sometimes. And now,
Come on up here, guys. I want to introduce to you Caleb and Joshua Gober. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Mac went home to be with the Lord, I'll tell you, the Gober boys just stood up and said, well, yeah, hey, we're going on with what my dad started. And so you guys just take it up from here and do whatever the Lord tells you to do. Dance, you know what? Oh, I love you guys. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to start by saying something that the Lord dealt with my heart in a number of years ago, and dealing with the area of partnership. And I want to say that's an honor and a privilege to be a partner with Brother Copeland. I consider it an honor. And the partnership is not an amount. This is what the Lord spoke to me several years back. Partnership is not about an amount. It's about a heart. And it's what comes from the heart. I mean, what causes a lady in the middle of her poverty in Luke 21, what causes a lady in the middle of her poverty to give all that she has? She heard the gospel. She heard the good news. And I had it on my heart. The Lord was dealing with me over there and said that if I had an opportunity to share this, that you have to see past the airplane. Thank God for the airplane. It is a beautiful piece of equipment. But if you're to connect your heart and your life with this vision to get this airplane, you have to see beyond the airplane, and you have to see the salvations and the healings and the deliverances and all the things that's going to happen because he can get to where he needs to go. And so the Lord really, talked to me about that.
Caleb, it's not just Reinhardt and me. Terry and George, I mean, they're being called out to prayer conferences all over the world, particularly in Europe. And this ministry is just going in every direction at the same time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And God gives seed to the sower. And all I have to do is decide that I'm going to be the sower. God will provide the seed for the sower. Amen. And so there's some of you that need to be a part of this, that God wants you to be a part of this. And I'm a partner talking to you as a partner, and encouraging everyone that has a heart to be a part of this to pray about it and ask God if you're supposed to be a part of this. Because if he wants you a part of this, he will give you the seed to sow, and there will come a grace on your life to be able to get it done. Amen?
Praise God.
Amen.
For those that already at Elite 16, start sending your seed now. I received, while standing here, as soon as you can get the seed out, seed's coming back to you to sow back into it so we can get this done for that date. So the amount you have left over from your bills and your all that stuff, your seed money, sow that now. And I promise you, the Lord is going to honor his word to get this done for that due date.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many are already Elite CX team members? Would you hold your hand up? Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That's wonderful. Stand up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now, how many of you are becoming Elite CX team members today? Would you stand up? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In fact, if you'd like to, why don't you just all come down? We'll just gather down here, and I want to pray over you and bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We can... You want to go ahead and, where are my guys? We want to go ahead and pass out the envelopes now. Is that what you want to do? Yeah, you can just start passing out the envelopes among everybody that's coming up here.
Now, everyone else, add your faith to this.
Yes.
Add your faith to it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it, Father. How many in here today, you're believing for aircraft for your ministry? Can I see your hand? Look at the hands. Praise God. Well, hey, Gloria and I got airplane faith. Come on, Gloria. We've got airplane faith, I can tell you that. Amen. We'll believe with you right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The time is short. I am coming so soon, saith the Lord. Much sooner than you think. I want this message, the message of the uncompromised faith and stand on my word. I want it. Now, on every available voice, every television set, every computer, I want this message throughout this earth. I want it now. I want the power of my spirit to be flowing in every nook and cranny of this earth, all over it. And this ministry is doing that job, and I have blessed it, and I will continue to bless it, saith the Lord, and all of those that are connected to it. I am adding new partners to this ministry all over the world. And I will cause them to be very strong financially. And they will obey me. And I am increasing and prospering the long-time partners of this ministry beyond their dreams. For there has been a release from heaven through the earth to you. And this job and your job, the job in your ministry, the job in your business will increase and increase and increase and increase, not through more hard work and effort on your part, but through the power and the workings of the kingdom of God and the kingdom's economy. And you will accomplish those things that I've told you to do. And as I have said and promised this ministry before, I renew this promise again. You will not fail.
I receive that.
You will not want. You will not lack. You will not be diminished. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it, Father. And you will not come short of the things that I've called you to do. for the greatest opportunity to ever be afforded to people on the earth has begun. And you're at the heart of that move, saith the Lord. So rejoice and be glad. For in that day, the day to come, you will have called for much rejoicing. For many, 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 and many, many more. And again, many more. Souls shall come into the kingdom of God more than you have any way to consider. You have no way of understanding what is in store, and you have your part of it, and it will not be stolen by the enemy, and it will not be taken away, for the time of the blessing is here, saith the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. That's for everybody in the room. That's everybody present. Glory to God. That's all of you online, all of our partners. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it good? Caleb, you got something else you want to add to that?
I do. Lord put in my heart for 2017 that it would be the year of great acceleration.
Oh, yeah.
And things are going to excel at a rate. You know, in the last leg of the race, it's not your time to go your slowest. It's the time to go the fastest. And we are going to run this race. We're going to do it with all of the spirit of grace. And God's going to empower us to get this thing done. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord. We're going to get this thing done. It's going to be accomplished. And my goodness, it's just wonderful, Brother Copeland. It's yes, wonderful what God is going to do in this last season, this last leg of the race. Yes, miraculous miracles, signs, and wonders. It is going to follow the gospel. We're going to see it like we've never seen it before. There's going to be a sense of faith that arises in all of us to do our part. And so we're going to join together and to team together. Everyone achieves much. We're going to achieve this thing.
And the Lord spoke to Caleb and Joshua and told them that to believe for a Canaan land in every state in the United States and all of its territories. Praise Amen. God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. Oh, glory to God. And you and I are part of it. Glory to God. Amen. Well, you can be seated. Praise God.
I want to share something, Ken.
Yeah.
Huh? That'll help us. They're going to do CX. That it goes in an offering.
Red.
Red.
CX. Yeah.
If
you're sowing into. Yeah, they just passed them out.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Make sure everybody.
If you don't, just write an envelope. I wanted to, as Ken was talking about what's happening in the outpouring and all that, I wanted to share something with you that I saw in Africa. We went to Canaan land, Pastor Oyedepo's church in, where is he?
It's now Canaan land, Nigeria, but right outside
now,
of Lagos.
Now he's got his own town, but anyway. in the mid, you know, many of you might think, well, God's telling me to do something, but I don't see how I could ever get it done and all that. Well, that's just trash. Get rid of that. This man believed God, and he built, his auditorium seats 100,000, doesn't it?
The one they're building seats 100.
So the one they've got now.
The other one's 54.
Right now they've just got 54,000 seater, but they're building a bigger one. And it's right by the jungle. I mean, it's in Africa. And Brother Oyedepo, he's a sower. He's a great sower. And he believed God, and they built that church debt-free. And so
no American money.
No American money.
No debt. On. Think about that. In the middle of the poorest place on earth.
And we were there, and the way the auditorium is built, it seats 50,000 people that way. I mean, 10,000 people that way, 10,000 people this way, 10,000 people this way, 10,000 people this way, and 10,000 in the middle. It's a huge church. They built it debt-free with faith.
That's right.
They didn't build it with nothing. They built it with faith. Glory to God. And I want to encourage all of you that are believing God,
now,
needing buildings.
Now, when we went there the first time, which was 2008, see, they literally had to go outside the city, and they cut land, cleared land, literally in the bush. And by the first time we were there, they had I think it was 2,000 acres at that time. And now they got something like 16,000 acres.
We're talking about the jungle.
And which means they not only built the church, but they built from kindergarten through graduate school and accredited by Oral Roberts University. But you got to remember this, man. I mean, come on. For them to hire staff, they had to build homes for the staff. He's got a 3,000 people on the construction team. Now, here's what he said to Gloria and me. He said this first phase was $250 million U.S. dollars with no debt, no American money. We just taught people the laws of prosperity. Now, he said phase two, which has been completed now, is another $250 million, but he said, we've got the money in the bank for that. And I just want to thank you. And he told Gloria, he said, now, Mama Gloria, I want to thank you because, he said, I was fasting and reading your book on God's Will is Prosperity when I had a visitation of the Lord. She said, yeah, but we need to start learning from you.
Yeah, really.
Amen.
It's awesome. There's a, just get a picture of this. 10,000 people in every direction. There, and 10,000 in the balcony. And then they can't get them all in. There was probably how many people outside?
Oh, I don't know.
They had to put
100,000 plastic chairs outside. But here's the key. The first morning service, the last time we were there in May, the first morning service I preached was at 7:45 in the morning, and it was just pouring down rain. And when we drove up to the church, there were people out there standing in the rain. The building was already crammed full. People out there standing in the rain, praising God.
Now, I learned something from all that. Don't be a small thinker. When the Lord gives you an assignment, you just know that He's going to see it through if you'll see it through.
That's
amen?
Right. Yeah.
Glory
yeah.
to God.
And harvest. You have to harvest.
Yeah.
And boy, I think we learned a lot this morning praise on harvesting, God. Don't you?
Glory.
Let's give the Lord
thank
another
you.
Praise. Hallelujah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Hallelujah.